This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you have a wife who doesn't know how to take care of herself, I think a man should be concerned. A man should be concerned. Please, let us try. It is very hard to tell a woman to say, why are you not dressing like that lady? You know, that's a problem. Don't say you are supposed to be dressing like Zainab in my office. Aha, that would be a big problem. So a man has to use wisdom. Some of them, if you buy very nice clothes, you will not wear it. You just wear one dress that look somehow. Some of them in the house, they don't take care of their hair. The hair will be scattered like spirit. As if she's Al-Janu, the way some of them would do their hair. Like, if the light goes off and then she appears to you, you'll be scared, even though she's your wife. Gone are the days when ladies used to be ladies, when ladies are feminine, when they do lady things. She will walk like a lady. She will talk like a lady. Nowadays, some ladies, they even laugh like men. That's how some of them laugh. If the woman is not doing well, you encourage her. And if the man is the one that is at fault, let him encourage himself. We like women to dress well for us in the house. But we, when we are going out, we wear our body guy like this. We even put perfume. We put nice cap. But when we come back to the house, we change to one jalabia. This jalabia that's like uniform. We normally wear it in the house. Jalabia, we've been wearing it for 4 years. There's one, everybody knows, everybody, you have one jalabia. That's your favorite. What you wear in the house. Other ladies will see you, fine man outside, well-dressed man. This is how other women see you. But when you get to the house, your wife doesn't see you like that. You just remove nice cap, wear another one. It's an old school, old kind of, so you don't dress well for your wife too. That's not a good idea. So let man also use nice perfume in the house, for the house. And insist that your house should be neat and well-kept. Not that you will find two on top of a chair in the sitting room. Then your wife say, it's your children. They are the ones who are... Nasi rule. You come and see two you put on the chair. Not that you have to call your wife on phone that a visitor is coming. Because you'll be shocked when you get home. You see children will bring her underwear and keep on the table. Near the TV. Everybody will see. You now come and your visitor will be like just looking down like this. Because you don't want to see... no, it's not nice. Now you agree with me that everybody has different experience. And whatever your experiences are, only one solution is not the solution. You know what you can do to make sure that things are in order. And if you are okay with it like that, talk, it's not haram. Stay with your wife like that, both of you be smelling for one another.